From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President François Hollande said he cannot be denied that the attack by a truck driver on a crowd that killed at least 80 people, injured 100 others in Nice late Thursday, was a terrorist attack. In Mongolia, attending an Asia-Europe meeting, Belgian Foreign Minister Didier Reynders spoke with reporters about the Nice attack.
Yes, I was here to talk about the fight against radicalization and to express our experience in Belgium about that, due to the fact that we have also had a terrorist attack in March, on the 22 of March. And of course, it was a good moment to try to exchange the best practices, but today it will be first of all to think about the victims and to try to help the French authorities.
The dead attacker, named as a 31-year-old French-Tunisian who lived in Nice, has not been confirmed to be working for Islamic State, but officers report finding weapons in the truck. In Washington, President Obama condemned what he called a horrific terrorist attack and the slaughter of innocent civilians, and he directed American officials to offer all assistance possible to French authorities. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in anti-terror operations in Syria. Since Russia's military intervention in the Syrian conflict last September, Washington has repeatedly accused the Kremlin of using its air power to prop up the government of President Bashar al-Assad rather than Russia's stated goal of targeting terrorists. Critics from both sides point to diplomatic fallouts over the Ukraine crisis, NATO exercises along Russia's border, and unfriendly gestures as being dulling the Washington-Moscow relations. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials say an Islamic State commander who has survived many U.S. airstrikes has been again the target of such an attack. Abu Amar al-Shashani, was known as Omar the Chechen, has been reported killed by the Amaq News Agency, an IS-linked organization. Amaq said that Shashani was killed in the town of Shirak while trying to halt the military campaign against the self-declared caliphate's Iraqi capital of Mosul. IS had previously denied claims this week that Shashani had been killed. UN officials accusing the government of Syrian President Assad of denying medical aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in the besieged areas of the country. Officials say that people are dying for lack of medicines and treatment. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
A special advisor on Syria, Jan Egeland, says progress, although not enough, is being made in providing food and other relief to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in besieged areas. Egeland, however, says the United Nations and partner aid agencies have failed to provide medical care to all Syrian civilians in need in the war-torn country. He says too many people are malnourished and even starving because of lack of food. However, he notes the biggest killer is lack of medical services. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
White House is saying that U.S. relations with Britain transcend any single personality, including whoever is the foreign secretary in London. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was responding to a question about how the Obama administration feels about British Prime Minister Theresa May's appointment of Boris Johnson, a controversial and outspoken political figure, as her foreign minister in charge of all foreign policy issues. Johnson, the former mayor of London, led the campaign to break away from the EU, and President Obama had urged voters to vote to remain in the European Union. The Cambodian community here in the United States is fairly small when compared with other Asian expatriate groups, but they come together to address issues when pressed. Ahead of the November 8 presidential election, Cambodians in the U.S. are working to pool votes in large numbers for candidates who they see as strong on education, jobs, and health care. Estimated 300,000 Cambodians live in the United States, according to an April 2015 report by the Center for American Progress. In the 2012 presidential election, 62% of registered Cambodians voted, with three-quarters of those voters choosing the incumbent, President Obama. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.